exercise our First Amendment rights and discuss whatever it is that we want to discuss here on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Fun Friday, therefore we have freebies. Freebies galore.
Yes, we do. We have a great way to keep the kids entertained all summer long, and you don't have to pay a dime.
No kidding.
Yeah,
you're kidding.
Freebie Friday.
You're kidding. You wouldn't do. You're really not serious about that, are you?
No, you're going to pay a lot of money for it.
Really? Okay, that sounds more like it.
Make your checks payable to me, please.
All right, yes. There's Jennifer Horn, H-O-R-N, no E there.
No E, All
right, you can check in.
Just be silly.
You can send a check to Heather Bachman. She could probably use it, too. She needs a new car.
I'll take one.
Send it along, B-A-C-H-M-A-N.
Thank you.
Isn't that, sounds like a cheer, doesn't it? B-A-C-H-M-A-N.
Woo!
Yeah.
B-A-C-H-M-A-N.
M-O-U-S-E. So we're all here except for Mr. McFadden, who, poor boy, I am the hero as per usual because I'm here, having come home from the day. New York yesterday was the place where a lot of people that you probably listen to on the radio here and there were in attendance. We were all together for a little day-long convention. I guess we call it a convention, get-together.
A mini-confab.
Yeah, it was.
I love confab.
Right, yeah. So it was. There was a lot of information that went back and forth. One of the things that we were discussing, actually, yesterday was the dashboard danger we find ourselves in. On the radio. Well, there are people, manufacturers of automobiles, who are talking about taking the AM/FM radio band out of the car and replacing it with the internet band and things that they say are more pertinent to what people are listening to. And I thought to myself, huh? AM and FM, that's where most of the listening is, in fact, in your car, right? 800-510-8255. All right, so this is the government actually may have come along in time. Once in a while, the government does something that most people deem to be okay. The automobile dashboard has been a focus as automakers have been told by certain government agencies that they need to clean up the dashboard because there's too much on it. There's too much in it. There's too many distractions. So here we are, one arm of the government saying you need to clean up General Motors, Ford, Chrysler. Don't have so much stuff on the dashboard. It's too distracting for drivers. And another government agency, the Transportation Secretary, Mr. LaHood, is the one current administration who thinks we ought to clean up the dashboard. And then there are others in the government who emphasize the importance of having these tools there that we use. So let's think about this for a second, and you chime in at 800-510-8255. Taking even the radio off the dashboard, what do you take away that isn't essential? The heater controls, right, or air conditioning controls. Think about what's on the dashboard of your car. Mm-hmm. We have the speedometer in front of us, right? And you have all of the indicators. Is the battery charging? Is there enough fuel in the vehicle? Is the temperature in the radiator okay?
That's not where my radio is.
Where's
your
radio? Is
not on the dashboard?
Well, it is, but think about the data. I mean, the data, here's with all those things you're reading, we need. Those are right in front of our eyeballs. I think what's getting overpopulated and overcrowded is like that center console part of the dashboard.
Yeah.
Where there's navigation, there's a radio, there's a CD player, there's a, whatever bells and whistles come on the car, a backup camera.
Who thinks? I was driving a Rover yesterday, and you put it in reverse. What do you see? What's behind you? And, is. Thinking about this, I'm thinking about the various cars that I drive or have driven. Most of the time I drive a pickup truck, and there's really nothing there because I'm above it. You look out and you can see. You see, you're not distracted because you're actually looking out the windshield. But a lot of the newer cars, and I would say that even about this Range Rover I was driving yesterday, you're sitting down a little bit, even though they're higher off the ground. But think about each of your own situations. Jennifer, you drive a little Lexus. Are you down? So the first thing you see in your line of sight isn't what's out the windshield, but is the dashboard. And do we sit down as part of it? We sit down too low. You drive one of those Chevy Equinoxes.
Yep.
But isn't that
love
what you
it.
Have?
Chevy Equinox. Love it.
All right. So where are you? Where are your eyes in relationship to the dashboard when you drive that?
Over the dashboard. I mean, pretty much centered over. To the window. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I would say so.
So are you distracted by anything in your car that you can think
of? Everything in my car.
Well, you know what really annoys me about the cars is that they still use the cigarette lighter as a power source,
oh, yeah.
which is the stupidest thing on the face of this planet. They should have USB ports on the dashboard if you're going to...
My car has one.
And
a USB port?
And they
yeah, in the glove
holder.
Box.
But in the glove box, it should be on the dashboard with a cell phone holder. Because where do you put your cell phone? On your lap. Even if you have hands-free calling, the phone still has to be in
well,
there.
Well, usually because I use the USB either for my iPod or for my phone charging. So I'll just rest it in the glove box.
And that's really kind of dumb that you have to open up the glove box to do that. It should be right on the dashboard. There should be one or two USB ports. Instead of your cigarette lighter.
Wait, not the glove box. I'm sorry. What's the middle thing called?
The console.
Oh, yeah. I have one on the middle console, too, but it's
yeah,
inside
not...
it. I have to go like
right, that's where
everything
mine is.
Out of
like
it.
The armrest
stick
area.
Stick it
yeah.
inside.
All right.
It's the stupidest design.
So what distracts you about your dashboard? 800-510.
The mirror that I put on it.
825.
Looking good.
Hey, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Beautiful. 800-510-8255. What do you think? What are your ideas about redesigning the dashboard? Because apparently it's being studied. We better hurry up and get these guys out of Washington. Man, but there isn't going to be anything left of anything by the time these guys get done. We got to redesign. It's not safe. Are you brain dead? Can you not understand? It's the same thing as having a law on whether you can text or not, or driving while using your phone or anything. I mean, everything becomes illegal. If you look at what we do, the tools that are available, is there any... Why do you let them develop these things for if you're going to make it illegal to use them? What's the point? Am I asking the right question or not? 800-510-8255.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you another question. Do you know what your cholesterol level is, Jennifer?
Yes, I do.
All right. Heather, you know what your cholesterol level is?
Not in the wild. I need to check on that.
Okay. Roberta, you know what your cholesterol level is?
Exactly.
Exactly. You're echoing what Heather just said?
No. I know
oh, you know exactly what the number is.
Exactly what the number is. Because
I
got my
I mean, as of February.
All right. So Heather's the only baddie here.
Yeah. I'm overdue.
She needs to have it checked out. Men and women. A lot of times people think that problems that you have with your cardiovascular system are pretty much limited to men. That is really wrong these days. As a matter of fact, did you know that more women are dying of heart disease than men in our country? This has changed a lot in the last 10 years. A great deal, in fact. So what are you doing to stay safe if you're kind of shrugging your shoulders and saying, well, as Heather just said, I'll get it checked? Probably not as good or as active an answer as you ought to come up with. Because high cholesterol is a serious condition. High triglycerides is a serious condition. They can lead to heart disease. And you don't need that. You don't want that. You want to live a long, happy, healthy life. May I suggest to you that the ingredients in Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol, are all working together to help you do two things. To reduce the cholesterol level and to maintain it at the right level. Also, ditto, the same thing can be said about triglycerides. Cardiol addresses that with its 9 natural ingredients as well. So reducing cholesterol levels, reducing the triglyceride levels, both of them very dangerous, very damaging to your heart and circulatory system if they're out of control for a long period of time. Get them checked. Get on the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. The makers of Cardiol are so confident that it'll work for you. They want you to try their product, Cardiol, for 30 days. It will not cost you anything. It ought to be listed in our Freebie Friday deal, as a matter of fact, at DougStephan.com. But it's a free deal every day. Call them now at 888-809-6424. Cardiol is the way for you to cut the cholesterol levels to where they're supposed to be, the triglycerides as well, and to maintain them there. You'll try the 30-day free trial, paying only shipping and handling, by dialing 888-809-6424. Remember, it's free for 30 days. Go online, if you like, to cardiol.net/Doug. That's cardiol.net/Doug. Doug. Or again, call toll free 888-809-6424.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center. Participants were compensated for their time.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. What's on your dashboard that may or may not be necessary? Amy is in Cocoa, Florida. Hi, Amy. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. All right, so what you're driving, what kind of a car right now?
Pontiac Vibe.
A Pontiac Vibe. I don't even know what that is.
What's I do know what that is. It's a cute little car.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a small car.
Okay, so what are you looking at that you think is unnecessary that is, in fact, maybe a distraction to your drive to work this morning?
Well, I don't think it's a distraction. I just think that it takes up a lot of room that nobody uses it, and then something else could be put in that spot.
Yeah, like
so
what?
So that the dashboard's not so crowded.
Yeah, the RPM is kind of, what relativity does that have to most people? It doesn't.
Yeah,
not
much. Right? I don't.
You don't
not
care
that
what
I
the
know.
RPM. No, right.
I don't even know what it means.
It's a rotation of the engine. It's the engine.
Per minute. Yeah.
Engine.
Yeah. You don't even know what it means.
Revolutions per minute. It's how many times the revolution
you,
of the.
You need that if you're driving a standard, so you know when to shift.
Yeah,
when
no,
it's above a certain revolution per standard.
I don't think you need it then either, because now when you have a standard transmission, there's even a little arrow that tells you when to shift up.
Yeah, that annoys me, because, I mean, I drive a standard. I know when to shift. Thank
right.
you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
That annoys the daylights
sure.
out of me.
Good point. The RPM gauge, unnecessary. Mike's dad was an engineer for GM, so what do you know? What can you tell us about the process of putting these dashboards together, Mike?
Well, good morning. A little trivia. The dashboard is actually the part of the car that's on the floor that's at a 45-degree angle by the gas pedal.
Huh?
Why? Because back in the old days, before cars, people drove horse and buggies. And the original buggies were just a flat cart. And when the horse would dash, it would throw mud up on the people. So they put a piece of wood at a 45-degree angle.
And that's
keep
why
the mud off of the people. So that was the dashboard.
Huh. Oh, very cool.
You're a smarty pants.
That is good. Interesting. Very interesting. 21 after on a good day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Walk all over you.
How many people remember this song? Raise your hand.
I love this song.
Absolutely. Nancy Sinatra.
Actually, Heather has on a pair of boots.
I have some awesome walking boots. All over you boots
you
on right now.
For walking. Nancy Sinatra's birthday is today, and she was born on this date 72 years ago.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Heavenly Days McGee. So happy birthday to her. Birthday this date, 1940. Also, remember Sugar Town and Something Stupid that she did with her father, Frank? I always thought that was kind of an interesting song.
Yep.
All right, next up on the birthday list as far as singers are concerned, this guy is the lead singer with Three Dog Night. His name is Chuck Negron.
I was a bullfrog.
Was a good friend of mine.
This is one of those songs that if you were at a wedding and you asked them to play a fast number, this is the one they would play. It's like, oh, no, not this again.
Another one of the songs they did was Easy to Be Hard, which I thought was an interesting song. Eli's Coming, Mama Told Me Not to Come, old-fashioned love song, my favorite of all of the Three Dog Night songs. So happy birthday to him on his 70th. See who else on the... we're usually focused on music here at this hour, at this point of the hour. Boz Scaggs' birthday. What a horrible name. I always thought that. His real name is Bill. But really? Skaggs even sounds like
that. Skaggs.
Oh, yeah. Right? Makes you think of some woman that you don't want to run into in a bar. Anyway, is that a sexist remark? Right, anyway, Lido Shuffle... Look What You've Done to Me. He actually has had more success as a songwriter than a performer, responsible for dozens of hits. And that's actually where the money is, you know, when you write songs.
The royalties,
Yeah, much more lucrative. So Boz Scaggs, 68 today. Here's a fun lady named Bonnie Tyler.
So dramatic.
Yep. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Want to hold hands?
Can't reach that.
I'm too busy holding my lighter.
Huh?
I'm too busy holding my lighter.
Put the lighter's up above you.
Lighter's up above. That's what this is.
No, now you hold up your cell phone.
No, yeah. Yes.
With your lighter app. They actually have a lighter app.
Yeah, with the lighter app.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to have an open flame anymore.
Yeah. You can't do anything anymore.
They ruin everything.
Everything's illegal. Oh. My God. Let's go back to our discussion here for a moment. Speaking of that. Today's your birthday, by the way. Happy birthday. Juliana Margulies. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Margulies.
Margulies. From The Good Wife.
I liked it how you pronounced it better, though.
Margulies.
Margulies.
We're talking about what's unnecessary on your dashboard and thinking out loud about some of the things that are there, like the RPM thing. That lady was right. What do you need that for? You don't need that. And you don't, if you know what you're doing... You don't need to be told when to shift if you're taught how to drive. That's the big problem. People are not taught. I think I've said this before. My children got their driver's license on a standard transmission because I told them they had a... We learned on the farm anyway. They both learned how to drive when they were 9, 10 years old. They were driving tractors around, knew how to shift. And they took their driver's test on a 1986 Mercedes that had a 4-speed gearbox in it.
Wow.
And that was when they went, and they didn't object. They knew how to drive. So, but the guy who state guy who gave him their test, you know, gives you your license, hadn't seen a standard transmission and a test. He said for years.
Oh my goodness!
Why are you? And that was the question. I went down because the parent has to go. So the guy says, "Why are we in this car?" That's because I want my children to know how to drive one of these things. Do you know how? I don't even think he knew how to drive it.
How funny.
It really was. Pretty funny. Anyway, so the fellow was talking about this dashboard thing and why there is a dashboard, because it goes back to the days of the horse and
buggy.
That was
really neat.
It was. That was a great piece of information. And then the other information, Michael, was what?
The instrument panel.
Instrument panel is what it's called. We call it the dashboard, but it actually is the instrument panel. And that's what's been under scrutiny here, the instrument panel. So good food for thought. Roberta gives us something to think about the Queen of Sheep coming up here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. In all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Granger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment, so you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Granger.com/green. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself how the Walmart wireless center. Participants were coming.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's Friday. We get to Roberta's freebies for your Friday. Also, Jennifer has a television report coming up in a few moments as we work our way through this day and any other day. All days start the same, more or less, with you, I think. You try to figure out what you're going to do. Little by little, bit by bit, you move ahead. You're thinking, okay, what can I do to be better off today than I was yesterday? Is it all about money? Is it about riches? Is there a difference between money and riches? The answer is yes. Riches have to do with a lot more than just money. You can be rich.
Riches in New York.
That's true. Riches in New York, yeah.
You know what? Chris Rock has a wonderful saying that I actually have up on my wall. It says, being rich is not about having money. Being rich is all about having choices.
It's also about what you have in your head and your heart, too, I think, Roberta. Under the circumstances, are you satisfied with what is, if you're a rich person, I think you're rich in that you are satisfied. Satisfaction, maybe the other way around. Riches equal satisfaction. If you're satisfied with all of the things in your, you have your family,
maybe
work, being at peace, yes.
Being at peace. So many people are not at peace. It's
amazing. Really is. I was talking to some people yesterday.
They struggle with it.
In New York at this day-long convention, and so many people are unhappy about what they do. Now the radio world has changed a lot. The radio business is not what it was when many of us got into it before, and people either are angry, they're resentful. But you know what? There are other opportunities. Probably
everything
the best example. Well, something that has Jennifer knows, and some of you may know the name Tom Likas. He's been brilliant at I spent the day, you'll appreciate this, Jennifer. Much of the time I spent yesterday was talking to a fellow that I used to work for a long time ago who'd been a market manager in Los Angeles for both ABC and CBS. His name is Bob Moore. And he's legendary.
Absolutely.
Legendary in if not in the whole business, certainly in California. And I worked for him when I was on the old KRLA. Excuse me. I always liked the guy. We always had great conversations about ideas that we could come up with.
And he's a good business guy.
Yeah, he's a great business guy. So we were talking, and he had he was the last guy to give Likas a contract. And I want to tell you, because, I mean, it's probably public information someplace. It probably is public information, because it's a publicly...
Everything is now.
CBS is public. Tom Likas got paid $13 million to do nothing for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's well known.
I didn't know it was 13. I did not know it was 13 million. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He got to sit on his ranch in wine country in Santa Barbara for 3 years. He couldn't do anything because he couldn't compete with...
Well, Bob tried to buy his... When he went from CBS to ABC, he tried to buy the contract from CBS so he could take him and put him on the ABC station, and CBS wouldn't sell it to him because they knew how destructive he would be if he was on another station because he's a good radio guy. And so now he's created this podcast, a daily show. It isn't a podcast per se. It's a daily live internet radio show. And he's got about 400,000 average quarter hour listeners, which is equivalent to what most of the other people who are doing. My average quarter hour is not quite there. Used to be.
Do we buy it, though? I mean, I know this is getting really expensive. Do we buy that number?
You know what? I think it's a close... It may or may not be so much huff and puffery, but I'll tell you, it's a significant number. If you listen, if you find... But the point isn't that so much as understanding how he was motivated to do things in the way that they are now.
He changed
now,
with the time.
Right. That's where a lot of this is going.
In
adaptability.
Fact, his company name is very telling. His company name is The New Normal.
The New Normal, right. Mm. And it is in terms of this kind of community. You're going to find a lot of it. I'm sure what we're doing here will have a component because I'm thinking about going beyond the Good Day program and doing something else.
It's a good name for a show.
It is amazing.
Beyond Good Day.
Beyond Good Day, yes.
It is catchy.
Yeah. And so in doing that, it'll have a really strong component that is not only on terrestrial radio stations, but it'll be on the Internet. So people can listen to it when we do it live, or they can download it later on. You can do that now with the Good Day program, but people are so used to it being where it is, it doesn't have the same impact as starting something new and doing it that way from the beginning. But that was one of the things that it took out of yesterday's conversation that we had in New York with about 450 of your finest friends with faces that are great for radio. That's what I always say. All right. So anyway, let's do...
Yeah, they do look different than the TV bunch. I will say
yes,
that.
They do. Well, Sean always shows up, and his face isn't bad, and Ed Schultz...
No, he's okay. But talk about Likas. Likas goes around in black sunglasses. Let me guess what he was wearing.
Same.
Let me channel what Tom Likas was wearing yesterday. He's wearing black jeans, a black T-shirt, a black sport coat, and black sunglasses.
Is he from New York?
And he needed a shave.
No, he's from L.A.
Yeah, he needed a shave.
LA doesn't wear black. It's like the New York look.
What are you talking about? I wear black all the time.
And one of the most interesting things, Ed Schultz, I'm getting, this is, I think a lot of people are interested in this, otherwise I wouldn't tell the story. Schultz got the Freedom of Speech Award? I think it was, well, anyway, one of the, there was four or five awards at this event, and I think Schultz got the Freedom of Speech Award. You know who got the Freedom of Speech Award? Was Jim Farley, who runs WTOP in Washington.
Ah.
What a great guy he is. Schultz got some award. I don't remember what the heck it is. Somebody go to talkers.com and see what the award was. I should remember. It wasn't that I was that interested in the awards. I was interested in what people had to say. And Schultz got into trouble for calling Laura Ingraham, I think, didn't he call her a slut? Something like that on the air.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and he got into a big rhubarb about that. It was shortly after. It was before. It was about a year ago. So it was way before the Limbaugh thing. But anyway, he admitted and knew when he said it that it was wrong and admitted to the people that were there he ought not to have said it. He's now posted a number of words. He signed agreements with the people he works with, and he's gone to stations, and he's gone to advertisers, and he's gone all over the place trying to quell the rhubarb that was created by this. This is the snippet that everybody was concerned about.
President Obama is going to be visiting Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. But you know what they're talking about? Like this right-wing slut, what's her name, Laura Ingraham? Yeah, she's a talk slut.
All right. So, after
what
he
would you
said
call
that,
each other that?
Well, here's the thing that is outrageous, though, is that that was okay, but the Rush Limbaugh comment was not
right.
Okay.
And that was part of the discussion yesterday that came up.
What the heck?
Yeah. But Rush Limbaugh, the other thing that came up was how people were affected by that. And again, a little bit inside of baseball. Limbaugh didn't get affected one bit economically, but a lot of other people did. And yours truly is one of them. But anyway, the back and forth with Schultz was he made a big deal about apologizing and making sure that everybody knew that he would never do anything like that again. And he called Laura Ingraham and apologized, and I don't know whatever happened to that. But what came... Ed and I are friends. I've known Ed since he gets started, actually, since before he gets started. And so he was talking about how his life has changed since becoming a nightly fixture on MSNBC and doing his daily radio program, which has found a great deal of success. He started with two stations. One of them was in Fargo, where he originally was from, and another one was out, I think it was Needles, California, he said. And that was it. So he says the contrast in his life is best exemplified by the fact that he doesn't fly commercial anymore. That means he has his own plane. Yeah, he's got his own plane. He's got two pilots. And his two pilots were sort of with him. And I was thinking, Sean travels. Now these guys, Limbaugh has always traveled, or for a long time, traveled with a couple of bodyguards. Schultz's guy, the guys that were pilots, looked more like they weren't pilots. They were bodyguards. And Sean has somebody with him most of the time as well now. And I think to myself, okay, is that what the price is that you pay for getting well-known in this field where there is so much controversy? And I don't know of anybody else who has that. And I know most of these people's routine. I don't know anybody else. No, that's not true. Glenn has a couple of people that he travels with wherever he goes. I don't think Ramsey doesn't, that I know. I don't ever see anybody with Dave would be considered a bodyguard, per se.
I don't want a bodyguard. I just want a driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you don't have a car.
Well, yeah. That kind of has a little bit to play with it, too. I just want a maid.
Yeah, I know you do.
I want a 1950s housewife.
There you go.
Cheap.
All right. That's right, the Queen of Cheap. How about we get into that?
Hey, before we get to the Queen of Cheap, Dougie.
Yes.
We have to say hello to London right now.
London!
Hello, London.
I just got a call from London. My dad is listening at Harrods Department Store. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Harrods. Hi, how are the morning?
So is your father, can your father hear us now? Why didn't you just call the other number? Can he hear me?
He can hear you in Harrods. Hold on, let's see.
All right. Well, he can hear us, so he's listening in Harrods. Can he hear me on the phone? There, I just wanted to point out, he'll get a kick out of this. I said this earlier to Jennifer. One of the things about this meeting yesterday, there are different sessions, and they're sponsored by different companies and organizations. And one of the sessions was sponsored by Jennifer's company. She and her dad run CRN Digital in Los Angeles.
Actually, Jennifer runs it right now.
Okay, Jennifer.
Mike's on vacation.
Dad's over in, right. So anyway, there was a promotional 60-second clip of some of the stars at CRN Digital, which was actually hilarious.
It was a fun video, isn't it?
It was your voice, but Conrad puts radios on his shoulder instead of the batteries.
You know who's holding the radios on
you.
His shoulder?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm sitting behind him holding the radios up.
And Larry Minetti and Fred Dreyer. It was actually a wonderful. We ought to have why don't we get it and put it in the video box or something, Michael.
I'll send it
and let's put it up because it's actually a lot of fun. All right, so we got that taken care of. Hi, Mike and Harrods in
He's
London.
He's calling in to say hello after we come back.
Got it. Okay, the Queen of Cheap. Let's get to that. I don't know what we're going to do for a television report.
The Queen of Cheap. The diva who tops the title. It's Roberta Bessarelli.
Well, this is a little different episode of Freebie Friday. What I put together for you is a whole list of theaters who have free movies or which have free movies for children all summer long. There's a whole slew of them. Regal Theaters, Carmike Theaters, Cinemark Theaters, Malco Theaters, Classic Cinemas, Cinema World, Clearview Cinemas, which is a big one, Great Escape Theaters, Marquee Cinemas, and Mulvico Cinema. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Nice job, Roberta.
But they're all on the DougStephan.com website under the Queen of Cheap section. And all of these theaters, depending on what it is, some of them have $1 admission. Some of them have free certain days of the week or certain times of day. But it's definitely, if you've got kids, especially, you know, like teenagers and
and pre-adolescents and all those kids, this is a great thing for them to do during the summer, especially if it's going to be really hot. You bring them to the theater. You don't have to pay much. You only pay a couple of bucks, and that keeps them entertained. So check it out. It'll be up all summer long, so you could go back and you can check and see what's in your area, all at DougStephan.com, Queen of Cheap.
Very good deal. Jennifer has a quick television story because I want to have a conversation with her father. You want to do this before or after we talk to your father?
Let's talk to Daddy.
Daddy-o!
Thank goodness. It's a long-distance call. It cost me 80 pounds to call you. When you're talking about queens, please, I'm here where there is a queen. It's the Jubilee, so be nice,
yes,
okay?
Right. Yes, you've gone over to celebrate with the queen the 60th anniversary, which is all week this week. It's kind of a cool place to be. In London, at this time of year, it's crazy because...
It's crazy, and we got you broadcasting at the audio, the radio center of Heritage Department Store. We're broadcasting live and direct here in the whole store. They're listening to you.
Really? That's very
cool.
Hi,
so
all we need to do is find Uri Geller, who's one of the most popular fixtures there. As a matter of fact, you can go to, there's a place in Heritage where they sell his dishes and things that he's designed.
Really?
I saw it, but the spoons are all bent.
The spoons are bent. All right, so one of the things I said to Jennifer, I wish you had been in New York yesterday, and I don't want to make this too inside, but it is kind of a cute story, because everybody knows Jennifer, and they know that the father and daughter work together at CRN Digital. The promotional thing, we're going to put it up at DougStephan.com, that edited piece with Conrad and Larry Minetti and Fred Dreyer was hysterical. It was the best promotional piece at the show yesterday, and I was sitting mostly listening to Jennifer's voice, but it really was funny, as much as sometimes I don't find Conrad to be that funny. And I've never met Minetti, so I don't know him, but they were very funny. The whole thing was put together, was very well done, so I wanted you to know.
My great daughter did that. I miss her. Did I tell your national anthem that I love my daughter and miss her?
Aww. This is seriously the longest my dad and I have been apart. He's going to be gone for about almost 3 weeks.
We've been apart a day and a half. It's the longest we've been apart.
Really 3 weeks. Sick. What the heck are you going to do for 3 weeks? What have you been
doing? Well, I'm here in London. I'm checking out the Diamond Jubilee, and then I'm headed back to a pilgrimage in search of great beer in my homeland of the Czech Republic. I'm in search of the excellent Czech bar beer.
That'll do your waistline a lot of good.
My thought is maybe he's already found some today.
Where'd you have lunch today? That's what I want to know. You have lunch in Harrods at the bar?
We went to a pub last night, and I asked for a black and tan, and the woman was from Slovakia, and she didn't know what I was talking about. But I had fish and chips. I did have some fish and chips. I ate breakfast at the hotel this morning, at the Grosvenor Hotel. And
oh,
it was just
that's
so
a great
very
place.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you go? Do you walk in the door and go, "Hello, governor"?
Nah.
I did, and I asked if the Queen of Cheap had any bargains there, and they didn't know what I was talking about. And then they put me into this little bargain coffee place over there, and I got a free cup of coffee. It was great, Queen of Cheap. It was good.
We're going to translate Roberta. Instead of Queen Elizabeth, we're going to have the Queen of Cheap over there.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned that queen. That's right.
That's
I don't
want
to confuse people. The show sounds great, though. We've got it on the radio that they're selling here.
Yeah.
And everybody could listen to Doug Stephan. It's like, an $8 a minute call going back to your studios, coming back here to London. It's great.
Yeah, tell them I'm better than James Whale. They'll get the point. All right. have a great time.
Bye, Daddy.
Enjoy yourself. We'll keep the lid on everything. If I have to go out to L.A. to make sure Jennifer's doing a good job, I'll do that.
Robert Conrad wants you to sit in since you now said he's funny. He wants you to come in and sit
in.
That
thing yesterday was funny. It really was. It was a good deal. You did a nice job. All right. Talk to you later on. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
All right, 51 past the hour. Good job on the TV report, Jennifer. Thank you.
No problem.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Parsons, who is the editor and publisher of bestfares.com, an overview that comes out every week, travel fees, travel news, where you get the bargains, it's all there, and we're going to go through a number of things. It's getting tough, especially with American Airlines cutting back their schedule by about 1%. In the summertime, that means a whole heck of a lot to travelers because it'll have a domino sort of ripple down effect on the traveling public because 1% of the flights on the third largest carrier, that means, especially in a time when there isn't an overabundance of seats, that's going to have some kind of an impact. We'll find out exactly what it will be and how it may affect you in just a moment here on Good Day.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad!
Whoa! Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquabelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquabelva. Men get it.
Aquabelva. All right, that's very exciting. Let's get to Tom and his overview of the situation with American cutting back on flights, at least for the two major months, July and August, for various reasons. And you can explain the reasons if you want to. Most people know American is in bankruptcy. They're trying to work their way out of it. The unions are not being particularly cooperative. But in this case, as much as I am not a big union supporter per se. I think I'd probably come down on the side of the unions in American. I think they've given back, what, 5, 6, 7 times over the years. And since they, I mean, nobody knows who Crandall is, but he was the guy that ran it when they were the most successful. He did a good job. He ought to be back there running it now. In the meanwhile, the bean counters are, Americans been at war with their employees since Crandall left.
Yeah, well, actually, they've been probably at war with them since 2003.
Yeah.
They had the strike, potential, not strike, but the bankruptcy they were planning to do back then. They probably should have done it in 2003.
Yeah.
Then all this stuff would have been behind them. They're the last major legacy airline out there has not filed for bankruptcy.
To not clean out all of the old stuff. All right, so how is this impacting? If American workers are slowing down over the summer and they've had a cutback just 1% of their flights, we're talking about probably 400 and some odd flights a day, right? So what does that do to the...
They only have, I don't think it'd be that many, but I think what you'll see is Americans just cutting out on high volume routes, you know, where they run 12 flights a day. You may see one disappear.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're,
Dallas, Miami, Dallas, Chicago, Chicago, yeah. Los Angeles, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's not hard to knock 1% out of.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if the business traveler's going to notice it unless it was the 352 leaving every Friday he took, and now leaves a 415 something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, America has to do it because the pilots right now are concerned. There's a good chance that they don't get an agreement. On June 26th, the judge is going to throw out all their contracts, which means medical benefits and everything else may be diminished, or their costs will go up dramatically. And therefore, they're trying to knock out a lot of doctors and visits they have to do annually to keep their license. And they're decided, let's do it now while Americans pay them.
Okay. Right.
And then you come. So it does hit them at a bad time. American probably could use the cash, but I do believe Americans going to still come out. We hear about U.S. Airways, and everybody at American loves their deal, but let's face it, when someone's offering you, diamonds, and the other guy's talking about putting you in the rough, I'm sure I can see why they go that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, Europe is on sale after August 1st.
August 1st, go to Europe. We just talked to somebody who's in London, probably paid through the nose for the ticket over there. But if you want to travel, it won't be till late August till there are deals. Tom Parsons, check out his deals at bestfares.com.